slip right in. I'm on the very heart of you. Sign in, sign on the dotted line. You checked out.
Well, that's Sarita Murdoch's Many Lines, our theme music on Take It From Us, Mental Health Radio on Planet FM 104.6. I'm Sheldon Brown, the host of Take It From Us, and we are funded by Framework. Today we talk about a lookup, a free one-day event that inspires ways to well-being for young people from the age of 13 to 25. And here to talk about LookUp is the project manager, Nicole Simons, from Affinity Services, who's juggling a lot of balls in the air as she counts down to this youth event at the Fickling Centre in Three Kings in early August. That's a big project, Nicole.
It sure is.
It sure is.
But a fun one. Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So welcome to Take It From Us. What is the focus of 2017 LookUp?
Yeah, so LookUp 2017 is about creating a series of conversations between young people, health professionals, to basically explore well-being around relationships. So the main focus this year is relationships.
Right, but well-being is, I mean, that's a critical thing, isn't it? If we haven't got our well-being, it's much harder to have relationships. So which comes first, do you think?
Oh, I think they go hand in hand, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think having good relationships and that feeling of connection and support in our community is essential to our well-being.
Yeah, it causes our well-being to flourish.
That's right.
Yeah, well, you say that this under this umbrella of relationships, you've got some key themes, have you? Things that you're going to be looking at in this day.
That's right. It is just a one-day event for about 4 hours, so we recognise that the theme relationships is quite ambitious.
For 4 hours?
That's right. It is a very large and complex a thing to tackle, but we've worked really hard to just refine where we want to go with the event, and some of our key themes are looking at how we communicate, discussing how young people get into relationships, how they can maintain them, how we can actually get out of relationships with integrity, looking at ideas, concepts around consent and respect, identity, how identity is central to the relationships that we have and how we relate to people, place and space. We have a lot of underlying themes around gender, sexuality, and also, I guess, coming back to the relationship with ourself.
Right.
And
another critical one.
How vital that is, that's right. I guess if we're looking at how we feel about ourselves, then that inherently transcends our environment and the people we're connected to. And then the last thing, we were just being super brave about going from this very deeply personal space into a more global space. So we also wanted to look at, you know, perhaps what is our relationship with government or society or political systems, or I guess like this global citizenship kind of
is aspect. That youth's relationship, say, with the government or just our own personal relationship?
I think personal. I mean, we are expecting quite a lot of young people there, and it's just about engaging and mobilizing young people to think about when we say relationships, it's not just you and I, and it's not just my family and friends, but actually we have a relationship with the world, and what does that look like?
Yeah, and I think that more and more people are quite frightened about what's happening in the world, you know. I mean, to look at the news, it's full of negative, vicious, ruthless wars, occurrences, poverty. How do young people sort of manage that, if you like, I guess make sure that they don't get too much of too negative a view?
That's a really good question. I'm not sure that I know the answer to that. I think that the media does often have quite a negative portrayal of our existence and what's going on, but I also just want to remind people that there's a lot of really good stuff going on. So I think it's really about creating balance of looking at causes that we're really passionate about that we know need work, you know, and need attention and need awareness. And then just the balance of all the good stuff that's really going on and how can we be engaged to fight for causes that we're passionate about. But not lose hope, really.
Right, yeah. Not lose hope. So when we talk about relationships, I guess we use that term in my age group. I guess if we're in relationship, it's an intimate relationship. It's a sort of a longer term thing. It's probably not a friendship, although obviously a friendship is a relationship as well, isn't
it? Of course.
So in young people's sort of parlance or young people speak, relationships has this broad sort of meaning, does it?
Yeah, I'd like to hope that most of us think like that. Of course, our event is going to be looking at intimate relationships. I think it's really important to support young people to navigate their experiences in intimate relationships. But it's also looking at our friends, our family, and like I said, the relationship that we have with ourselves. So, and then the world around us.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people say that until we've got our own shit together, we're not really in a qualified personal space to be able to have relationship. Is that a belief that is prominent with the age group that you're dealing with and look up between 13 and 25?
To be honest, I'm not sure that I could speak on behalf of all of them. I know just from my own experience that I like to take pride and responsibility in how I am as a human being because I know that that affects the way that I communicate and engage and connect with other people. Mm-hmm. But I think you can still care and still have good relationships if you're not always in the greatest space. So I guess, again, that's kind of creating balance and...
Yeah, brilliant. Well, look up... Where does the name come from? I guess my perception is that when we are looking up, we are presenting as being more confident, having probably more self-love. We love ourselves. We've got a head up. You know, we're there. We're available to the world, if you like.
Yeah.
I guess the contrary view would be the predominance of hoodies that are worn by young people. And it's almost like that's a... You know, they're trying to disguise themselves. You know, they're trying not to be noticed.
It's quite a generalised statement. I don't perceive all young people to be like that. That's an interesting view. I think going back to just where did Look Up come from? It came from a weekend workshop, a kind of hackathon impact workshop that was looking at the idea we had around creating a space where we could look at well-being in an innovative way. And we wanted to avoid names like Stand Up or Lift Me Up because they really indicated that young people had to do something in order to feel hope, to feel well. And so with Look Up, it's short, it's memorable, it has a sort of timelessness about it. And it basically says that hope is already there. You just have to look up, you know, turn up, come and be part of these conversations. This space is here for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, hope has been described to me as a very small word, which is has so much impact on our mental and physical health. I'm currently doing a wellness class focusing on wellness and recovery with two people who were quite... baffled when I used the word hope. Hope is one of the sort of five concepts of wellness. Hope being personally responsible for ourselves, educating ourselves, speaking up for ourselves, and getting support. And hope is the first one that we looked into in this class. And they were completely sort of I guess, blown away by this hope, this word hope.
Mm.
And when I tried to explain it, I actually found that I was somewhat struggling myself. What do you think young people understand by hope?
Well, I'm not really sure. I'm just trying to tune into how I feel about it. Just because I feel like hope in some ways doesn't always feel tangible.
Right.
It's just an idea or a feeling. But...
I mean, we say about being hopeful, you know, having a hopeful attitude to our schooling or to our life or to our work prospects or our sporting achievement or whatever, don't we? But it's sort of quite hard to grasp.
It is.
What we're saying.
And I think it's obviously very unique to every individual, and I think that's what's really special about it, because we can find hope in all places, really. Just from my personal experience, I'm a silver lining kind of person. I like to always find the little gems, even in some of the hardest moments, you know. And I always just trust that even if things aren't feeling so great, that they will work out in the end. And I guess essentially that is my own hope, that there are good things and I have to trust in those. And
Can you give us an example of identifying a silver lining in something that where life might be a little bit tough for you?
Oh my goodness, it could be lots of things. I mean, it could be that I'm struggling with a relationship with somebody, you know, and recognizing that sometimes we don't all get along. And that's okay, you know. So I've had many different relationships and friendships where they've come to their natural end and there's been grief about that. But I've really had to look at it from the perspective that maybe that was a good thing, you know. Maybe I've come here and I've learned my lesson and I've had that experience and I've really grown from that. And it's okay to step away and it's okay to let go of that. And
it's a hard decision to make, though, isn't it? Because friendship is quite an elusive thing, you know. And when we establish a friendship, it feels a great loss to have that friendship end. But probably it's realistic and practical that it should end, because maybe it's got, well, dare I say it, a little bit toxic. You know, the views we can grow as people, and our views grow apart, don't they?
Well, that's right. And we're all individuals, so we all have different paths and likes and interests or different ways of thinking. So I think for me, when I encounter those experiences, it's about respecting that person's own growth and their own journey, and that if we're growing apart, then that's just... sort of, to me, feels like a natural process, regardless of how difficult that might be. But it's, you know, respecting and not holding on.
Yeah. One of the ironies, really, in working on growth, personal growth, and I guess I'm personally on a path to self-discovery, and I guess I'm doing that via working in mental health, going to philosophy classes, doing my mindfulness, trying to live in the now, all of these things which are quite new to me. And I do find that I do grow away from certain people that are probably not changing. They're not on that same path to discovery.
That's right.
So
rather natural. That's the thing, is that we're always encountering these kinds of experiences. And I guess it's the perspectives and beliefs that we have around whether or not we should stick to something if it's not feeling great or if it's not serving us in some kind of way and it's not contributing to how we feel. You know, we want to be surrounded by people who support us and make us feel empowered and feel well.
And who are positive people as
well. That's right. Yeah. But, I mean, we also have to, I mean, sometimes not everything feels great, all those, you know.
Not all the time. Life's not perfect.
Exactly.
You really?
And that's totally fine. You know, I think it's just about being discerning and having wisdom there and being honest.
So. Well, we're talking about Look Up. And before we go to a music break, Nicole, would you like to just give us the details of Look Up, what the date is, where the venue is, the timing?
Yeah, great. So our event is August 10th. It's a Thursday. It's being held at the Fickling Convention Centre in Three Kings, and it is from 10 a.m. to 2:15. And you can go to our website, which is www.lookup.org.nz, and you'll be able to register there. So it is essential that you register to be part of this event.
Yeah. Right, so that's important information. Well, let's play a music track on Mental Health Radio. Take It From Us. We're playing Adele today, Rolling in the Deep.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark.
With Adele was Rolling in the Deep, and I think for Adele fans, they're having to come to terms with the fact that she may have toured for the last time. Is that correct? Nicole?
Apparently so.
Yeah.
You never know, right?
You never know. No, she might be just sort of lifting her profile by making this announcement and then come back and surprise all her fans. But today we are talking about Look Up, an event that is coming up on August the 10th at the Fickling Centre in Three Kings. And we're talking to Project Manager Nicole Simons from Affinity Services. Nicole, this is not the first year for Look Up, is it?
No, this is actually our third year, yeah.
And so what have you looked at in the first 2 years? You're looking at relationships in 2017 at this event in August.
Yeah, so last year I was project manager for the event again, and we were exploring wellbeing around alcohol and other drugs. Yeah, and just creating conversations about that and how do we look after ourselves in that space and how do we look after our mates? Yeah.
Right, and then the first year, so there was alcohol last year, was it?
Yeah, alcohol, well-being around alcohol and other drugs.
Right.
Last year, 2016 and 2015, I was just there as a stallholder. I didn't get to really participate in a lot of it, but I think it was just a general well-being pretty much, and connecting and testing it out and seeing whether it had potential.
So do you know what stimulated Look Up? Were there certain trends, things happening among youth that inspired this event?
Yeah, so we're working very closely with the Auckland District Health Board. So in my role, I'm a youth coordinator, so I work with young people with lived experience of mental health experiences. And basically, we were looking at the fact that services aren't always meeting the needs of young people here in Auckland. So how could we bring young people and health professionals that were providing these services together into one space so that we could have conversations to really look at what young people thought about their own well-being in relation to the services that are on offer?
A question that I had, which I think I may have raised with you, which was what's happened to the Prime Minister's mental health, youth mental health initiative? It was you that I think I talked to you about this in a phone conversation before we got to meet.
I'm not quite sure that I'm the right person to answer that. I was involved at the very beginning around making sure that we had young people present at the decision-making table and at an expert advisory level, and just to kind of make sure that we have young people involved in the process, you know, making sure that they're getting services that they need, that they have a say on. But since then, they've got various different projects, but off the top of my head, I wouldn't know exactly where it's sitting,
fine.
And that we haven't really heard much about it for some time.
Well, with the Prime Minister changing, of course, John Key, or Sir John Key, was the driver of that. And it's something that I must do some exploration in. But it's true that Affinity Services has had a very strong youth focus for some years. And part of that focus has been to try and work young people into being at the table, making decisions, being able to run their own destiny, I suppose, isn't it?
In many ways, yeah. I've been with Affinity for almost 5 years now, and they are very committed to making sure that young people are involved in the process. A lot of my job is about bringing the expertise and wisdom of young people's experiences to areas where we can create change, or we can hopefully have some kind of influence in the way that services are delivered and created. Yeah.
How do you think those services are meeting the needs of youth today? I mean, that's a huge question. Might be unfair to ask you that.
I feel like it is a little, just in the sense that, I mean, I can only speak from the services and projects that I'm a part of, and I think there's a lot of us doing our best, but there is also many areas where we're falling short still, and where we still need to have lots of conversations and really keep committed to bringing young people into that space, because we are we are in the position to talk about our own well-being, and when we're constantly surrounded by these adult paradigms and not heard.
Yeah, I mean, there was a very disturbing news report about the incidence of young people using antidepressants just recently, and I don't have the figures immediately in front of me, but as I recall it, the figures have doubled in the last 10 years, and there are some as young as, well, younger than 13 who are being prescribed antidepressants. I mean, that does seem to suggest to me a really, well, I believe that there is a serious sort of social underbelly of disadvantage in New Zealand, which the government doesn't really want to project. And that incidence of young people being prescribed antidepressants to me is a sort of a barometer of those issues. Do you have any comment about that?
Other than talking.
Right.
To me, yeah, it's just that I guess the media has its own position on these things, and I feel like it's very easy to lose hope and get stressed out and get really scared about the statistics that are there, which are real. They are real, and I guess brings us to a place where we have this urgency and responsibility to have these conversations, to be talking about mental health, to be talking about well-being, and to be talking about our society in general and how we navigate through life, which is always constantly changing. So,
I mean, at my age, I work in mental health, and I think when I'm out socially, I was playing bridge last night, and I got into a conversation about mental health and whether somebody might want to come on my radio show. I'm quite open about the fact that I work in mental health, but I think some people find it quite surprising that, you know, mental health is not a sort of a populist conversation.
No, well, I think some people, like, sometimes we feel uncomfortable. I don't think we've historically been encouraged to talk about our vulnerability and the fact that, well, I guess our humanness, that sometimes we're really good and sometimes we're really not, and that unfortunately at times we're not encouraged to be open and honest when we're not feeling so great, and that leads to what I think is a myriad of problems, really, when we can't be honest about who we are.
Well, let's talk, go back to this event that I've got Nicole in to talk about. She's the project manager of Look Up, and it's happening on August the 10th at the Fickling Centre in Three Kings, a very popular space, actually, for mental health events. Can you paint a bit of a picture of sort of how you see the day going?
Yeah, so basically it's founded around a series of workshops and stalls. So we have a main area which will have lots of different organisations present, places like Unitech, Youthline, Rainbow Youth, Auckland Sexual Health Services doing community testing, and heaps. We could have up to about 20 different stalls. So there's this really awesome, energetic, exciting space. And then we will be running workshops throughout the day. And they are 40-minute workshops. And there are six of those. So, yeah, really excited about them.
So those workshops, you've got a subject that you're going to sort of be boring into at each one of those?
Yeah, so we have three kind of levels. We have the first part of the day is really about identity and looking at ourselves and, I guess, creating that foundation of who we are and how we relate to people in space. And then in the middle of the day, we've got a more kind of keeping safe and communication aspect. So Auckland Sexual Health Services and Rape Prevention Education, their body safe team, are coming in to talk about, you know, consent and respect, and how do we communicate consent and respect in and relationship, and how we're mindful of our sexual health, but also just how do we communicate in a way that's healthy and navigate those. And then the final section is kind of a making a difference, well-being, taking action kind of space. So we have Action Station leading one of those workshops. So that, again, is looking at how do we engage and mobilize youth to be thinking about their relationship with society and political systems. Yeah.
I mean, Action Station is, I'm a member of Action Station. They're doing a lot in mental health. They're very active. They're always emailing the information, asking me to do surveys, donate money to put up posters. I think they've currently got some big posters that they're trying to get up about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be quite... well, I don't know. They're just very active. They're positive. They seem to be a force to be reckoned with.
People power.
People power.
People power, you know. I think it's great because, say for example, Lucy McSweeney just recently came through the POD project, but she's been backed and supported by Action Station to put forward a campaign to get mental health education in schools at a much earlier time, and that has had amazing support. So it's like providing, I guess, this platform where we can say, look, this awesome young person has taken what she's been passionate about and created real change, and that you can too.
So this Lucy McSweeney, I'm familiar with that name. She's with Action Station.
I think she's a member, but she's come through the Point of Difference project that I've been working on with the Mental Health Foundation.
That's right, the POD.
AD. And so she's used Action Station, which is basically a campaigning platform for change in society and political systems, to really get her message across. Yeah.
Sounds like a potential guest for a Take It From Us.
Quite Nicole. Likely. She's great. I highly recommend it.
Well, let's take another music break. We're playing Adele on Take It From Us today, and we've got a second track here called Rumour Has It.
I heard I'm leaving you for.
Well, that's Adele with Rumour Has It, and this is Mental Health Radio. Take It From Us. We are talking to the project manager of LookUp, Nicole Simons from Affinity Services. She is telling us all about this big event coming up on August the 10th. The hours again, Nicole?
10 a.m. to 2:15 p.m.
Right. Now, this is a Thursday, isn't it? I mean, this will be
it
a school day. So what are you? How are you encouraging pupils, people between the age of 13 and over?
Yeah. Well, we work very closely with school nurses and counsellors. So because we had such a successful event last year, most of them know that we exist and it's worthwhile coming to. So, yeah, just really encouraging them to take a special moment out of the day to, and that actually relationships at the moment is fitting into the school curriculum. So they were looking very closely at how we connect and relationships. So I guess, yeah, it's relevant for them and they can bring their, we've got a few classes and up to like 10, 14 schools engaged.
How many people are you expecting to attend?
Well, last year we had around 220, so we're looking at around the 250 kind of mark. I mean, if we get a little bit more than that, that'll be great, but
a lot of people to manage.
It is, but it's exciting. I mean, just think of all those people having a wonderful time connecting.
Oh, yeah. That's brilliant. Well, the theme is relationships, isn't it?
It is.
So what are some of the values which lead to good relationships?
Well, I guess that's unique to each individual and what they, deem most important to them. But I guess from the framework of where we're going this year, I feel like consent is, and looking at respect and understanding what that is really important. But inherently good communication, how do we talk to each other, but how do we navigate those spaces? For me personally, I think honesty is really important. Taking responsibility for ourselves is something we touched on a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Taking responsibility for myself. And also I feel like being committed to deepening and growing through our experience of being in relationship with one another is vitally important. Yeah.
I mean, I think that taking responsibility for ourselves is such a crucial part, and it's not something that I learned very early in life. In fact, I probably have to admit that until I got involved in my wellness recovery facilitation work, where I learned that the five sort of key concepts of wellness, one of them was personal responsibility. I guess in my mental health journey, I expected somebody else was going to sort this thing out for me.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Yeah, I feel like I might have come a bit late to the party on that one too. I think it's a concept that can be quite challenging because often we might not feel so good in a situation. It might be easy to maybe blame somebody or feel like, you know, I'm not the one to blame, but just from my personal view, I really enjoy taking as much responsibility as I can, not only just in my well-being, but to be educated and to get what I can from that experience and learn as much as I can along the way.
Yeah. I mean, when we're young, we sort of feel we're bulletproof. Do we think about well-being?
I don't know. I think some people do. I think some people don't. It's all levels. Yeah. Different levels, different people, different experiences. Yeah.
But if we have a vulnerability to, say, mental health, or if we had a physical vulnerability, that is the thing that I guess determines that we do need to look after our well-being, don't we? Otherwise, we're probably going to turn shit.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah.
Maybe one of the benefits of having a personal experience of, or lived experience of mental health is that we do have to be a bit more balanced and a bit more careful, do those things every day that help us get well and stay well.
That's right. Well, recognizing that we all have such a significant impact on each other, and sometimes we're not always aware of the impact that we have on everybody that we meet. So,
do you have a Facebook page for Lookup?
We do. Yeah, it's just called Lookup.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're talking to Project Manager Nicole Simons from Affinity Services about this big youth event that's coming up on the 10th of August at the Fickling Centre in Three Kings. I just wanted to say, Nicole, that I interviewed a councillor recently on Take It From Us who suggested, and she is a councillor that is working with parents of teens and tweens experiencing some anxiety, and she suggested that society is experiencing a tsunami of anxiety, much of it centred on young people. How do you feel about that statement?
Well, I kind of, just playing devil's advocate here, that, I mean, this tsunami of anxiety, I don't particularly like that term, but that I feel like as a whole, we all experience that, and it's not just specific to young people. I think what's important here is to really acknowledge that we're starting to become a lot more open about the way that we speak about mental health. So perhaps that it feels like there is so much more there, but that in reality, it's always been there, and it's not just young people.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't mean to single out young people. I think that our whole community is familiar with anxiety, and it's probably more rife than we would guess. And I guess, you know, it's not only young people who are taking antidepressants. You know, I think there's over 600,000 New Zealanders prescribed antidepressants, and that's a fairly large figure. So it's just trying to build up a picture of how life, what life is like for young people, I suppose. And I think it's so wonderful that you've got this opportunity to bring people together to have these conversations too.
That's right.
And it's really heartening to hear that perhaps young people are more open about talking about, you know, those critical issues which impact their well-being.
That's right. I think, you know, a lot of adults or people who work with young people, and actually all of us, have a responsibility about how we talk about these things, you know, in the language that's used, so that in many ways young people can still retain hope, you know, that about what is essentially the normal stresses of our society and living in the world that we do. And I mean, without invalidating the challenges that we face, I think it's important to acknowledge that we're all very capable in many ways, and that young people are really capable, and that this is actually a global issue. Yeah.
I mean, we met for coffee last week, and you raised a question related to the Lookup event: who am I connected to? And I've asked myself that question a few times since you raised it. It really got me thinking, who am I connected to, you know? And then I started to think about some people who have great wisdom. One of them I'm going to meet this afternoon, and I have a great deal of respect for his wisdom, you know? And I'm only just learning about wisdom myself through my own philosophy classes that I'm going to. Why do you view that question as being significant?
Who am I connected to? I guess because underpinning our identity and just humanness, I feel like a sense of belonging is really important. So when we know who we're connected to in our lives and the significance that they play in our lives, really gives us, I guess, a bit of an anchor, a foundation to work from, and in some ways kind of like a solidarity, yeah.
So that's where the importance of community comes in, isn't it?
Of course, yeah. And that's why an event like this is important, because we're bringing together people from so many different backgrounds, and we're saying, let's, you know, embark on this unique experience where we get to have conversations that are a little bit deeper than the surface, and we get to make connections and talk about things that really matter, and I guess look at it from a who are we and why does this matter to me place.
So the theme of the event is relationships. I'm sure that it's going to promote friendship, potential relationship.
That's our hope. That's our hope. And it's, you know, young people to young people and young people to health professionals and adults, and really just trying to avoid segregating the two. No, this bring us all together regardless of our backgrounds and our age and our grouping, and make it an inclusive environment where we can actually connect. So.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful event. Just give us the details again, Nicole, and the website, please.
Okay, so August 10th, which is a Thursday, starting at 10 a.m. and going to 2:15, being held at the Ficklin Convention Centre in Three Kings, and you can register and get more information by going to www.lookup.org.nz.
And is it, would it be useful for you to give out your email address as well, or is that...
So there's an email address on the website, which is info@lookup.org.nz.
Excellent. Okay, well, we'll go out with another track from Adele called Set Fire to the Rain.
My hands, they were strong.
Well, we're back live on Take It From Us on Planet FM, and wanted to talk a little bit about Planet FM because obviously it has a, well, somewhat of a limited broadcast range. It's probably focused mostly on Auckland, and of course that upsets the rest of the country. And I've got a member, a resident from Nelson here, a good friend of mine named Russ Skinner, who has been a guest on Take It From Us in the past, and you're listening to Take It From Us and Planet FM down in Nelson. How are you doing that, Russ? And firstly, welcome to Take It From Us, and perhaps you might like to introduce your interest in mental health.
Oh, hey, thanks, Joel. You know, we Kiwi blokes, we're not very good at telling each other how good we are. And I mean telling the other person how good they are. But my friend Shell, who I've known pretty much all of my life, I so admire what he does here at Take It From Us and that weekly radio program. I have tuned in, or should I say I have joined broadcasts from time to time down in Nelson, and thought to myself, what an incredible resource those lucky Jaffers have got up there, and how can we share that with some of the rest of the country where the needs are just as great proportionally. I come to this from an interest in mental health, first of all, because of my own lived experience. I've had a few dark periods in my life, and I'm able to say that they've been well managed with help from plenty of others. And now, in my dotage, I'm sitting here retired in Nelson, sitting there, I should say, retired in Nelson, and am the chair of the Nelson Health Action Trust, which is a health promotion NGO, and does some fine work from some indefatigable people. But we're always aware of what more there is to do. And I think of Planet FM and the Take It From Us program, and know that it ought to be going out to a wider audience than live radio broadcast.
And that can happen, of course, Russ, through... can you tell us how to access Planet FM when we're not living in Auckland and we're outside that broadcast range?
Absolutely. Or outside the time, or outside the right place, or darn, I missed that, and it was only an hour ago. Programs are just so available. So there are some great ways of listening to both the immediate past Take From Us program, or for a whole lot of archived sessions from months gone by, and you can pick and choose or listen to the whole lot. It's great listening. It's an informed resource, particularly in the area of mental health. It's a bit therapeutic, I think, from time to time. There's some real characters that Sheldon gets here beating his ears on radio. It's informative, and I think it's a very good launch point if you've got a little group going or where you want to have a bit of a discussion, because there will certainly be something that you want to say, to express when you've listened to the program.
So it could stimulate workshops, discussions on something that we might have addressed. So all of this is accessible on planetaudio.org.nz, Russ.
Exactly. And there's the first place to go. Look, if you listen live on broadcast and you're in Auckland, fine. You can hear it as it's happening.
You mean on the radio on 104.6, but you, in fact, in Nelson, can listen to that live by live streaming by just going on the planetaudio.org.nz website, and there is an icon there called Listen, and you could actually listen between 12:30 and 1:30.
Precisely, yep. You can click through to Take From Us. There are a number of navigation routes, or you can search just Take It From Us on Google, and you'll go direct into the site. Look, it's a good listen in the middle of the day. A couple of weeks ago, I made a point of listening to Sheldon and Gareth Edwards. Now Gareth is pretty well known in the country, in Auckland, down at Raglan, and of course what he's done is come and saw sense and came and lived in the upper reaches of the Takaka Valley. I think they still have cavemen up there, and it's rumoured that there are some people who have never been outside of that valley. But look, he's in a gorgeous spot, and he's got such a lot of good things to say through the medium of music and humour. A good guy. Look him up, Gareth Edwards. He's there on the archives. But with your computer or your iPad or even your phone, you can in fact go to the website and listen not only to the streams of programs but all the previous programs in the archives and listen live in the moment what you want to do when you want to do it. You can shift time, you can shift place and listen to it when you wish.
And you can download that program as well. So the program that we've just broadcast today can be downloaded immediately after the show. So by 1:35, you can download that show and listen to it at your convenience anytime.
Absolutely. I mean, isn't that marvellous? That's on all of those devices that we talked about. You can actually save it onto your hard disk or on your desktop, and you can double-click it when you want and listen directly. And you can save it and listen to it three times over if you wish.
Well, thank you, Russ. That's an absolutely wonderful plug for Planet FM. We just want to finish. We have been promoting the person who is Paul Emery, who is climbing Africa's highest peak and trying to raise funds for the Mental Health Foundation. And I'm sure he's been doing a great job. This coming week, he's doing a walk, completing a walk between Steel Park and Hamilton, and walking non-stop to Hayman Park in Manukau. He's hoping to attract people with lived experience to walk with him, and he hopes that people will support him for the first 5 or 10 Ks out of Hamilton and then greet him, say 5 or 10 Ks outside of Manukau and join him. So this is Thursday the 27th and Friday the 28th of July. You can go on to the website Kilimanjaro for Mental Health dot everydayhero.com/NZ/Paul. That's a bit of a handful. I'll give you that again. Kilimanjaro-4-mental-health. Kilimanjaro for mental health. everydayhero.com/NZ/Paul. You can donate there. And what a great cause. And, you know, what a great effort that Paul Emery is putting in. So that has been Mental Health Radio, Take It From Us. Russ, thank you very much for coming in live and putting in a plug for Take It From Us. We do put in quite a lot of effort for this program, and it's great to know that we have supporters. So thank you for that.
Pleasure.